Looking for exciting video content live and on demand? Visit www.voiceamerica.tv for exclusive content you just can't find anywhere else. That's voiceamerica.tv. Tune in now.
The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Planet Gridiron Radio. It's your host, Damian Anderson. I'm Roland Hill. I'm sitting in for Damian Anderson today. He's taking the day off, as well as Dave Lockhart. Dave won't be in today. Got sitting here with me, Andre Jones, who's a receiver for the Chicago Bears, as well as Brian Harper down in Alabama, headed to Lafayette to meet up with his brother. How you doing, Brian?
I'm good. How's everybody out there, basically out there in the desert?
Oh, we're good. Wearing shorts and flip-flops. We got Andre here. Andre.
How you doing, everybody, man? Enjoying this weather out here in AZ.
It's hot out here, man.
I love it, though.
Do you?
I love it.
Where are you from?
I'm from Tennessee.
From Tennessee. Is it cold down there? Or?
It's not too bad. It's about 60, 70.
That's cold.
That's not cold.
That's cold. That's cold. But anyway, Brian, you going somewhere. Where are you headed to, man?
I'm headed to Lafayette, Louisiana, man. Got a little charitable event down there, a celebrity basketball game.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to attend that and hang out with my brother and a couple of his teammates and other guys in the profession.
Now, you said off the air that T.O. should be there and some other guys. Who do you think is going to be there when you get there?
T.O., Roy Jones Jr., Boss.
Now, he's a boxer, isn't he? Roy Jones, a fighter?
Yeah.
What, an MMA fighter or...?
Oh, no. He's an MMA fighter, but he probably, you know, it's a good thing that he's not. Roy's been kind of struggling lately, but he'll, you know, who doesn't once you get up in age, though?
Right, that's true. That's true. We were just talking about that, T.O., with that speed, right?
Yes.
He still got it.
Still got it.
Straight ahead. He can put it down.
Yeah. What, you've been doing anything with the basketball or what? Let's not go to basketball yet. This is a football show. What about football? What's going on in the world of football? You're around the players all the time. Andre, you get letters and you talk to your player representative. Yeah. What's happening? The lockout? Is there a lockout? Will it last long? What's going to happen?
Well,
I can let him go. He can go. It's up to you.
Go ahead, Andre.
I mean, yes, it's a lockout now. You know, we're not allowed to go to the facilities, work out in the facilities. So.
You can't even drive by him?
Well,
can't even go to QT across
the
street.
On the vicinity.
Yeah, but
you know, a lot of guys just out trying to work out in their own Lifetime, LA Fitness, wherever they get memberships at, or they probably go to wherever they train for the combine.
Uh-huh.
But other than that, man, it's rough out there. I mean, guys, we're getting letters from here and there from other guys telling us what's kind of going on. Little letter from like he was about to say, Roger Goodell,
right.
Got an email from him. I've actually got a couple of texts from a couple of guys and player reps, you know, just basically saying, you know, I don't know if you saw on ESPN today, there was the guy, I can't remember what team he was from, said that it was a lie, you know.
Yeah,
it was just a liar and everything.
Well,
so.
You know, I don't know much about it. I mean, just from what I hear from reports and whatnot, as far as Goodell lying, Goodell just trying to put things back together.
Right, right.
How do you feel about the lockout? How do you feel about what's going on as a player active in the league right now?
Man, I'm a player on the bubble, so I'm just trying to get back in.
You just want to play.
Yeah, this is kind of holding me back. You know, I'm going to a new team. The lockout just happened, so I'm not able to get into the playbook, OTAs, you know,
right,
and all that. And so that's kind of holding me back. And so I probably won't get a playbook until, you know, whenever they call it. So it could be a week before, you know, saying the regular season.
So how do you really feel about what's going on? The players and the owners and their disagreement. Do you feel that It's in your benefit? Is it on your behalf? Is it something that you would play anyway? You just want to play. Your whole life you've dreamed about playing in the NFL, and this is just – you could do without this play.
But at the same time, you know, just guys, you know what I'm saying, the player reps, they're just telling us, you know, basically it's they're trying to hold us back. You know, they're trying to ruin the game for those after us. You know, we're kind of looking out for the future as well. You know, because the guys in the past, like Reggie White and all those who went through it all to make it to where our salary can increase every year,
right?
You know, instead of just maintaining, we're just trying to keep that snowball effect rolling. You know,
because everyone that's playing ball is not a millionaire,
right?
Everyone
exactly.
that's playing ball,
right.
you, there's probably what do you say, Brian? About 5% of the guys in the league millionaires, or a little
exactly.
more.
Exactly.
Yeah, maybe exactly a little more, and that's the point. It should be more than that. When you start talking about what everybody's making, the overcharge prices through the concession stand.
Ooh, ain't that the truth?
The one thing no one mentions on how, you know, the kickback the owners get by owning private planes and flying players in there, some of the relatives they might have on staff making, you know, close to $1 million, just really doing nothing. They hadn't really dedicated to the game. And that's fine and dandy, but... That's fine and dandy because that's your sibling or relative, but you got to understand what the players want is that life after football. And when you start talking,
correct.
Having people doing a certain lifestyle, owners are always going to keep their lifestyle. But when you have players who are giving their bodies to the game and you're making $300 or even $500 or even $1.2 million a year, when Uncle Sam steps in and then you don't get any medical benefit years after and
Okay, Brian, I'm going to jump in here, and I'm going to take the side of a businessman, of a company owner, okay?
Okay,
I own the company. You come to work for me. You apply. You come to work for me. I let you work. I pay you a decent wage for an honest day's work. I give you the benefits. After that, when it's over, you don't work for me anymore. Am I obligated to you? I don't think so. You know, as far as life after football or life after baseball or basketball, I know those two are guaranteed monies.
Right.
But,
right.
you know, if you look back and you look at most of the players went to college on a scholarship, they got a free education. If they took advantage of it, you know, that's up to them. They come out with a degree that says, I'm a communications major, I'm political science, mm-hmm. or I'm biology. So I'm going to go here and play football for a little while, and then after that, I'm going to get on with life and do what it is I went to school to do. You know, like the kid up at Stanford, you know, he's an engineering major.
Yeah,
you know, he'll
so.
Get out and he'll do some engineering after football, you know. So it's not like, you know, they're pulling kids off the street, building them up, and then just dropping them. They're giving them the opportunity.
No, that's not it. That's not what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. I'm glad you brought that up about engineering and getting your education. But those things that you take along with your degree and everybody else, business owner, you're not having, like, these side effects.
You're not,
think about it now. I'm just saying, it ain't but that job right there. You can play in the NBA pretty long and relatively, you know, you might have a couple of knees problems. You can play baseball forever.
Right.
But in football, it's just proven. Ask Earl Campbell. Ask all these people. You got side effects. And so you're not spending the money in other professions when you're done. If I leave you as your accountant, I'm not going to the doctor all the time, maybe for carpal tunnel, for doing your numbers. But when you get to the playing in the NFL, you're going to the doctor from these side effects of years that you play in the NFL. And if you're a player that makes a 53-man roster for what you're doing, whether you're a starter or not, man, you look at how they're getting taxed at the highest bracket because Uncle Sam is Kenyan. You got to look at that from a medical standpoint.
Yeah, but I mean, there are a lot of folks in the U.S. that are making lots of money, and I would think it would behoove the player to go out and find the tax shelters, you know, and to spend time with his money and putting his money away. I mean, if you can get $1 million and you think a half of it's gone to the IRS, then somebody ain't doing your books right. I mean,
no, that's not it. What I'm saying is, you got players who spend money lavishly. All the other people.
Right there. Brian, whose fault is that? You're making $300,000 a year and you got a $150,000 chain around your neck.
Yeah, that's the player's fault.
That's the player's fault. But those players right there, those aren't who Drew Brees and all these guys are going to
that's trying to protect us.
We're talking about guys and giving their bodies to the game, and you know you got to spend more
you
medically.
Know, hey, that $150,000 chain may not be a bad investment, because when things are all over, you get $75,000 for it in the pawn shop.
it just depends on how you look at it. I know we can always sit around and joke, but I'm just telling you from the things that you see,
right,
other guys that are overspending and lavishing, yeah. But on the reality side, man, it's easy for you and I to think, because our bodies are hurt. We're not getting up, man, with a degenerative knee. And I know people, it comes down to choice. You make the choice to play football. But, man, if my money all of a sudden has got to go way more than medical, I can't even enjoy this money that I put away.
Right.
You've been smart. I've been smart. I've saved my money. I've made great investments. But now I can't even enjoy this money that I put away. All they're saying is with $9 billion, they're not asking for half or anything like that. They're just saying, hey, medically, they're the way we need to work this out and look out for it.
So what the players want is quality of life after football.
Right. No one's saying you still got to be in a $2.2 million hole after you get through playing football.
Right. They could move in next door to me. $75,000.
But they're saying, like, man, look out for us for all this stuff we're spending better.
So the bottom line is, like I said, quality of life after football. Just help us out with the headaches and the bad knees and the bad hips and things like
that.
Is that what it all boils down to? And the owners aren't buying it?
The owners are buying it. Owners, no. Come on now. I've never been a businessman who knows how to lose money.
Hey, man, let me tell you something about business and businessmen. If you took any business class, that is the first thing they teach you is how to lose money on paper. Okay?
On paper. But I don't think any of those owners that's going to enjoy losing money. And then when you start looking at what they're trying to do for the rookie, and nothing against my baddest up here, I do think there needs to be a rookie salary cap.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, I'm from Mobile. I hate to bring up the name, but, hey, we can all say it. You know, we can say, you know, what Jamarcus and all these other guys have done, that, you know, you play 2 years, 3 or 4 years at a college, and you're ready to throw the bank. I think Andrew Luck is a great, great quarterback, but there's no guarantee he's going to come in the NFL and not get stirred up when you see somebody coming off the edge and rock his world one good time.
Right,
you
get hit by the lights, huh?
yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's a different world. My man playing receiver right there definitely tell you, when you make your mind up and go across the middle, it's a grown man's world in there.
It ain't nothing
like college.
They come after you, man. Yeah. Headhunters.
Yeah. You ever been tagged?
I've been tagged.
Really?
Adrian Wilson, all of them. Been tagged.
Adrian
camp,
hit you?
In camp.
Oh, really?
Yeah, everything. Yeah,
wake up. So we're talking about rookie salaries. I mean, what is it that you want to give the rookies? What would you give a rookie for his first year?
Man, you know what? I'm not in a position to like count rookies, buddy, because it fluctuates every year. The number one pick gets more than the one previous year.
Right.
I don't understand why the owners bought into that, but man, I'm saying, to me, if you're coming out and you're the first round draft pick, you know, I think you need to drop it around. You need to drop around about 12 to 10 million. You know, you know, just 10 to 12 million, see what you like.
Yeah.
And the thing is, if he's a first-round draft pick, who says you have to sign up for 5 years? You know, if you want to maximize your money, you get a guy three years or whatever to develop. Because if he don't, most of the time you're going to cut him anyway within that time,
mm-hmm.
or even if he is on a five-year contract. So you scale the money down, get his cat, you know, that first-year adjustment. Then 2 to 3 years, he needs to be contributing. If he's a quarterback, of course he can't play special teams.
But now,
with all these other guys, like running back, just see if he can play special teams.
But Brian, in those contracts, they guarantee some money, right? I mean, so if you guarantee this kid some money, right, can you put it on the back end? Can you put it like, I'll guarantee you in the third year you perform and you get this? Or
yeah, but coming out of college, man, them kids didn't really have too much. You know, they wanted to use that money to get things that they never had, maybe to help their family out.
Get mama a house and a car and a cousin and everybody else.
That's kind of where the problem kind of starts.
People they ain't never seen in their life before, huh?
Thank you, thank you. And what players got to do, and especially, you know, especially like the young players, especially our side, we got to understand, man, the moment we come out, you can't take care of everybody.
Right, right.
People that's been there for you, hey, mom, you know, dad, brother, sister's had your back.
Mm-hmm.
That you know's had your back. You do it. But, man, uncle so-and-so coming from somewhere, he ain't heard him, or cousin, or such and such and such. Like, nah, they're going to have to loosen up the grip until you get to your second contract.
Right.
And there should be classes.
That's common, huh? Did that happen to you?
No, it didn't happen to me.
You have family coming after you?
No, not at all, man. I've been blessed to have family.
Or people that said they were family?
I mean, I had like an aunt or something that came around that divorced my uncle, you know.
Okay.
And, you just got to learn how to say no sometimes.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah.
That's what it boils down to.
They tell you that in rookie camp? They say no.
Well, you know what? They're starting to, though.
Yeah.
They're starting to, you know, because they know that that's kind of how most of these rookies are, where their money is going, actually, to their family, to people that... You know, just hopping in their life out of nowhere.
And you set the family up the first year, first couple of years, and then after that, they go away, or do you?
You don't even have to do that. You could just do little things, just, you know, maybe help with their, like, cell phone bill or something, you know? Little things like that. You don't have to set them up for a house or a car.
Well, not the whole moms, yes.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, moms. Yeah. But, you know, the rest of the people help mom with the cell phone bill. Look, wait a minute. I was in the gym. I was the one in the gym. Huh? What do you say?
When it comes down to it, they understand how far that cell phone bill goes.
Yeah, yeah. Ryan, you still there?
I'm still here, man.
All right. I thought maybe you hit a bad spot or something. You're traveling, ain't you?
Oh, man. Yeah, I'm traveling. That's why I didn't want you to use my cell phone, man. I wanted to make sure we was on the
You have to get Roman to help you with your cell phone bill. No, I'm kidding, man. I'm kidding. All right. We're going to have to take a break here. But coming up, Obama did it, and we're having a hard time with ours. Man. Find out what it is after the break.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Hey, son, why so down?
Well, gee golly, Dad, Coach doesn't let me play. I'm always on the sidelines, and I can't seem to make any friends. I don't know what to do anymore.
Well, here, son, why don't you try some of these PlanetGridiron.com pills? It says right here on the label, they'll get you bigger, faster, and stronger. They'll even get you friends.
Wow, thanks, Pop. You're swell.
Wow, Dad, this stuff really works.
I'm starting bigger, faster, and stronger,
and everybody loves me.
PlanetGridiron.com is not a pill and cannot make you bigger, faster, or stronger. It is a website dedicated to players, coaches, and fans engineered to get you better on the field and beyond. PlanetGridiron.com.
Where football lives.
Are you a real sports fan? Get ready to talk football and anything else sports with Kwame Lassiter. Formerly with the Arizona Cardinals, San Diego Chargers, and St. Louis Rams. Kwame's got the experience, so he's prepared to talk sports with you. Every week on Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk. It's on the Voice America Sports Network every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time. Get ready for unpredictable fun and sometimes a sarcastic look at the world of sports. That's Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk on the Voice America Sports Network.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
Welcome back to Planet Gridiron Radio with your host, Damian Anderson. Sitting in for Damian Anderson, I'm Roland Hill. Co-hosting today is Andre Jones, receiver with the Chicago Bears. And we got Ira Hill over there also, our resident church mouse. last session we were talking about coming into the league and being a rookie and then your family and what the effects of getting money and people coming out of the woodwork that want money. As you get into the league, and you said you didn't have much of that. Tell us a little bit about you. Let's go back to high school. Uh-huh. Where are you from, and what high school did you go to, and how did you end up loving football?
Okay, well, my high school was in Virginia. My family, military family, so you know we moved around every year, 2 years. But like I said, I didn't have that problem because my mother had a good job. My dad, like I said, in the military, retired. So, you know, we didn't they always had the money that to help take care of us. So it wasn't a greed thing with, oh, we need this, we need that.
Because once you
they
got was in able the league.
To, yeah. Right. Once I got into the league, because they was able to provide all that for everybody. When
So how many brothers and sisters
I have
you have?
One little brother.
One little brother?
Yeah, he's a sophomore at college. He's about to transfer those. He's at UVA Wise. It's like a branch off of UVA.
What is UVA? University of Virginia. Okay. Now, where did you fall in love with football? You know, your parents moving around. Did you live overseas, Germany or anything like that?
Nah, mostly southern states. And then I went up to upstate New York and then Jersey, then landed in Virginia. But I started off playing flag football, actually.
At seven, 8 years old?
Yeah, about 6-7 years old.
Uh-huh.
And I was playing all the sports, really, but football, flag football was a sport that I really loved. And didn't actually play first contact until middle school, seventh grade.
Uh-huh.
And that's when I moved to Virginia.
Okay. Those boys can play.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
A lot of athletes come out of the Tidewater area where Virginia Tech and all them guys recruit out of.
Uh-huh.
And we had some pretty good athletes there. And Brian Randall. He was the starting quarterback for Virginia Tech right after Michael Vick.
Okay. And you grew up with him?
And I grew up uh-huh. with him. He was my quarterback in high school.
In high school. Now, right. you started in high school? You were the man? Or?
You know, I played running back in middle school. Going to high school, my coach wanted me to continue to play running back. And I was like, coach, man, I want to play receiver.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, oh, we got these receivers that you've been playing running back for the longest. We just want you to do what's best for the team. So I was like, all right, play running back. Then for half the season, they moved me to receiver. Did my thing, you know, and uh-huh. then so I basically was JV my first year, and ever since then I've just been running as a receiver. Pretty good season, pretty good career in high school.
Yeah. So do you see like maybe some of the players that weren't first string or starters the freshman year, see them work their way up and just work hard to make that the first team? Come their junior or senior year?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. A lot of guys, actually, that helped produce to what we did in high school
uh-huh.
that were freshmen when I was there that probably a lot of coaches just put them to the side, was like, oh, we can always come up with another freshman class that might be better than them. But they work hard, you know, continue to put that work in and was able to produce.
So what were some of your prospects at your senior year or junior year? What schools were looking at you?
Virginia, University of Virginia,
uh-huh.
ECU.
ECU?
East Carolina University.
Okay, uh-huh.
Virginia Tech, but they was kind of more on Marcus Vick, Michael Vick's little brother.
Okay.
And
so he was kind of your nemesis going into University of Virginia.
Right.
He played the same position.
He played quarterback, but they was kind of looking at him as a receiver as well.
Uh-huh.
And man, it was
so did you go on a full ride scholarship to school?
Did not go to it was crazy. I was going to go to University of Virginia. They called me like maybe a couple weeks before the signing day. It was like, "Oh, we're going to take this other guy cuz he's like 6'5" and like, mind you, I'm like 6 foot. And so I was like, man, you know, it's close to the deadline. I don't know what I'm going to do now. And,
did you have other offers on the table?
You know what? I didn't even have any other offers on the table. It was crazy to me. I was, you know,
so
being successful in high school.
Your dad had to write the check?
Huh?
Your dad had to write the check for?
You know, when I signed with Hampton University, I had this high school track coach because I ran track. I was state champion track uh-huh. hurdles. And he was kind of like a mentor to me. And he actually played football for Hampton University back in the day and went and talked to Joe Taylor, who's the head coach. And Joe Taylor, he showed them highlight film. Joe Taylor looked at the offensive coordinator, the recruiting guy, was like, why we didn't find this guy?
Uh-huh.
And I mind you, I'm only 30 minutes from the school.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And so he was like, well, you know, we already gave our scholarships out. So what you can do is we'll take the first semester. You know, you can show us what you got. Second semester, which was spring ball, earn your scholarship, which I did mm-hmm. at spring ball. And then from that point on, I was able to get my full scholarship.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty cool. You worked your way through it.
I've been through a lot of adversity.
Yeah, yeah. Now, you've had a long career in the... Brian, you back?
Yeah, I'm back. What's
okay, little break. Now, you've had a long career in the NFL. You've been with many teams. Tell us about some of the teams you've been with. Man. Well, tell us all the teams you've been with.
Well, coming out of college, I went to the Combine. Coming out of college, I went signed with a free agency with Houston Texans.
Okay.
They signed Keenan McCardell in training camp, so I got released like the first day of training camp.
Really?
The next week, went to San Diego Chargers.
Uh-huh.
Lasted through the last cuts.
Okay.
And was out for like 2 weeks, signed with Green Bay Packers.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Was there for about a month, maybe a month and a half. Then left there, went to the Colts. Was with the Colts.
And you're collecting stuff the whole time, right?
You're collecting
souvenirs?
I mean, you know, all those teams had great players. You know,
uh-huh.
Houston, Andre Johnson, you know, guys like that. San Diego, you know, you got, I always looked up to Vincent Jackson.
Uh-huh.
He was a good receiver. And then LaDainian Tomlinson was there. You know, Michael Turner was there.
You know, the last time we talked to you, you were telling us this story. And I asked Damien, I said, you know, you go to Green Bay, and who is it, Donald Driver,
or Greg
some
Jennings.
Of these guys are starting up there, and you sign, and you think, I'm going to play football for
Brett
Green
Favre
Bay.
Was still there.
But they have these great receivers. I mean, you would think, you know, am I going to get up? But as a player, you think, oh, I'm going to take this job.
Right. I mean, that always came along with the attitude, you know.
Yeah, what did you say, Brian?
And also took the attitude just learning stuff from
him. Brian?
Uh-huh.
You,
yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. I thought you'd said something. But,
so
yeah.
I was sitting there I did say something when he was talking. I'm like, man, who's this guy agent? I mean, I know you got to go.
Oh, yeah.
Call you, but I'm like, man, he just sent you where some stud receivers are.
Man, yeah. So, like, I mean, but you know what? I think it's just the course of God, man. Because my agent, he's been able to just to, a lot of guys after training camp, if they didn't make it, you know, a lot of guys just been out for a year, maybe years at a time, and I just been fortunate just to get to another place to just show my talent, and then you know, where other teams would be like, man, who's this guy? I keep traveling around the league or whatever, or maybe the same team be like, man, we may not be able to use him now, but in the future, you know, we know who he is.
Right. Well, I was going to say, you know, kind of along the same lines Brian said, you know, your agent, man, he's a good agent because
he's
putting you places,
right.
You know what I mean? You're getting a job here, and then you go and you get a job there. How long were you out of work this last year? The Cardinals, October, November?
Yeah, about... Well, total is beginning and the end of the season, so probably total like 4 months.
Yeah, you know, so, I mean, your agent doing his job.
Yeah, he's doing his job.
You
got to
cut him a check. Give him a bonus.
I'm sure the agent's getting his.
Yeah, he's getting his. He's getting it.
What about this basketball stuff, Brian? Are you into this?
Yeah, I am.
How's
like
your bracket?
I didn't do a bracket. I was so competitive.
Uh-huh.
I hate to see myself, I never win them, but so I decided I'd just go ahead and, you know, and go with Pitt as the winner. But, you know, Pitt don't have that prolific guy that can go through and score, but I like the way they play defense, and I'm hoping that for the next four games they can just make the game grimy and muddy. They just got a bunch of guys that can just grind on the boards, and so that's why I feel like this is the year for the blue-collar team, so I'm going to go with Pitt.
Who punched you in the nose last night? Louisville?
Yes, sir.
Oh, man, Louisville kicked in the face big time. I knew Vandy would lose because the SEC conference is not that strong in basketball.
Right.
Everybody's fooling themselves if they think it is. They're asking Kentucky how they got out.
About Obama? Obama's he did a bracket, and he's doing pretty good at it.
He's okay, but, hey, you know, if you want to count the first round, and you go ahead. I'm not next week, you know?
Yeah.
Next week. How'd you do, Andre? How's your bracket?
Man, like I said, Louisville just messed up my whole bracket.
Really?
I'm really trying to keep up with my alma mater is Hampton, so
uh-huh.
They're playing Duke today.
Okay,
so,
then they'll go home tomorrow.
I'm hoping for that upset, though, man. Even though
keep hope alive.
Can't tell nobody, but on my bracket, I still pick Duke. Yeah. But, you know, I'm still hoping for the upset.
We won't tell nobody else.
Don't tell nobody, you know. So, but, yeah, I'm still hoping for the upset, though. I mean, I'm not even worried about my bracket anymore once Louisville lost.
Hey, you think anybody ever cheats on their bracket, they go back and rework it? Hey, wait a minute. Because after you publicize them, you can't go back and fix it, huh? But, you know, I'm not much of a basketball guy. You know, growing up, I played a little bit, but never on any high school or anything like that. And I don't really watch much basketball. I like basketball, mm-hmm. pro basketball. Right. College basketball, I don't get much into.
See, I'm the opposite, man. I feel like pro basketball doesn't get exciting until around the playoffs, they start getting to where they're about to get their seeding set.
But it looks so much faster.
But it's faster, but college is just so much emotion, man. And the crowd, you know what I mean? It's just, it gets you into the game.
They're cheering for colors. They're cheering for their school, you know, kind of like college football, you know. Yeah. Cheer for the red, you know, cheer for the blue, you know. How are them trees doing down there, Brian?
How are the trees doing down here?
Them trees die?
Oh, man, dude, let me tell you, that was an embarrassment on the whole state of Alabama. You get some Yahoo who's upset and about poisoning trees. But right now it was supposed to be a whole big excavation thing, but what it is, they put something that hopefully is going to make the poison rise up and they'll be able to get it out that way. They hadn't fully lost hope in having to do the whole excavation, man. But it's crazy. I mean, people brought reefs and they got roped off and security.
Really?
It's crazy.
Wow. Yeah. That's called water. You dig a trench around the tree, and you put water in it, and it'll dilute that poison. That's what we do. You know? Don't put any chemicals in there. But really, it's a big scene down there, huh?
Man, it was amazing. And my girl's, her sister goes to office, so she's just, you know, really been informing about how upset people were. And for a minute, people were going to tally it and go after Denny Times, which is very historical in Tuscaloosa.
Uh-huh.
And before...
Well, now, what is that? Is that the little pit bull, or is that a dog, or what?
Well, Denny Times?
Yeah.
Denny Times is like a temple that an organ plays, and it's got all the captains, former captains of the University of Alabama, shown around it. And it is definitely, trust me, you don't want to ever vandalize that. I think if they ever caught that person, I'm sure all the lawyers or judges in the state of Alabama put that guy away for 90 years.
Wow.
I'm serious. I don't think people, like here in Alabama, and my man probably wouldn't know, here in Alabama, I'd say 80% of the judges went to the University of Alabama.
I wouldn't doubt it. You know, that's some serious school spirit.
Right, right.
That's serious. Out here, man, you're in school spirit. You go paint the A up on the mound. We don't care. We'll repaint it when you leave. There ain't nothing to steal either.
About college football. It's sad to be that way about a bunch of kids that you don't know and put that type of pressure on them.
Right.
It's been so much, man, to threaten kids on Facebook about recruiting. It's sad, man. We really need to fix some things as well.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, that is true. We all know that. But I guess the team spirit, football spirit is a little stronger down south.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I know a guy who won't even buy. He's an Alabama fan. He won't even buy gas in Lee County. That's where Auburn is.
Wow.
He won't even buy gas.
that's crazy. Hang on, Brian. Coming up, we're going to go to break here. Coming up, he's been to Iraq and training soldiers and training himself and staying in good shape. Coming up, we're going to talk to him. He's back here in the Valley, and he's training our football players. Find out who it is after the break.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Hey, son, why so down?
Well, gee golly, Dad, Coach doesn't let me play. I'm always on the sidelines, and I can't seem to make any friends. I don't know what to do anymore.
Well, here, son, why don't you try some of these PlanetGridiron.com pills? It says right here on the label, they'll get you bigger, faster, and stronger. They'll even get you friends.
Wow, thanks, Pop. You're swell.
Wow, Dad, this stuff really works.
Aye,
I'm starting,
hey,
I'm bigger, faster, and stronger, and everybody loves me.
PlanetGridiron.com is not a pill and cannot make you bigger, faster, or stronger. It is a website dedicated to players, coaches, and fans engineered to get you better on the field and beyond. PlanetGridiron.com.
Where football lives.
Looking for a top show about horse racing and handicapping?
Looking to play the ponies?
Join us every week for Winning Ponies with Ed Meyer. This show is the perfect complement to the Winning Ponies website, where you'll go inside and behind the scenes with the top jockeys, trainers, agents, and handicappers in the world of horse racing. Listen for top plays for the weekend and the spot play of the week, and win prizes just for listening. Winning Ponies with Ed Meyer is live Thursdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Sports Network.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
Welcome back to Planet Gridiron Radio here at Voice America Sports. Your host, Damian Anderson. I'm Roland Hill sitting in for Damian. He's taking the day off. And I've got Andre Jones here in the studio. We've got Brian, I'm drawing a blank, Harper. on the phone in Alabama. Sorry, Brian. And we've got Terrence Gann on the phone. Terrence is an Iraq vet. He's been there and back, and he's an athletic trainer. And what else you do, Terrence?
Coach football and a full-time dad.
Yeah, dad. You got a full schedule there. Terrence, you've been to Iraq, and you trained some of the soldiers over there, and then you've come back here, and you've trained some folks here. And now you're training a football team that, with all due respect, I won't say Bad News Bears, but and, I say that jokingly, but they didn't have such a good season last year. How do you pose to change that?
One of the first things we did was just looked at the kids' baseline strength, and we found that they were lacking in moving their bodies first. Mm-hmm. So
stiff hips.
A couple of months, we just started just body weight movements, getting them moving their bodies with push-ups, body weight squats, lunges, things of that, just to get the muscle recruitment going in their bodies so they could understand moving their bodies before moving, you know, external weight.
Right. And how's that coming along? Have you seen much change?
We've seen big difference in numbers. Now we've incorporated weights in the training, and kids went from, you know, not being able to move their own body weight to, you know, most of the kids are moving about 200 pounds back squat. Some guys are doing real good with the power clean, and some guys are doing great with the weighted lunges. Where we first started, we couldn't even get kids to, you know, squat, you know, do a quarter squat without falling or losing their balance.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Well, all that's good stuff, man. That squats and the power cleans. The power cleans get you good quickness.
What do you work out on, Ray? What do you do most of the time? What do you work on now that you've already developed? What do you work on now?
Now for me?
Yeah.
It's mostly for me. It's just routes, drills, quick cone drills, and footwork.
Uh-huh.
And just catching the ball.
Yeah.
And in the weight room, I mean, for me, you know, I've been in the weight room where I did the heavy weights and all that stuff. Now it's just stuff to maintain.
To maintain.
So for the young guys, I just say, you know, I mean, especially the younger ones, you know, like you said, body squats, things like that, just to get the muscles, you know, kind of warmed up, get them kind of moving, because a lot of guys never did anything like that before.
Now, Terrence, have you taken them out and put them on the cones or worked any speed with them?
We haven't done that yet. We put that later in the summer, because what I've incorporated is more of a progression to where now we're trying to get the strength going. As the summer, we get into spring ball, rolling into the beginning of the summer, we'll start a conditioning program to get the baseline conditioning going. But a lot of those kids are getting it because we've made them run track.
Yeah, that's good.
And then towards around June, July time frame, We'll incorporate what we call advanced movements of the footwork drills, the, you know, catching balls, lineman drills, linebacker drills, because I feel that if you can't do the basics, you can't do the advanced movements.
Right. Brian, what kind of workout does Roman do to stay at the top of his game?
Oh, my gosh, man. Roman is a different breed, man. I've never seen anybody who plays hard but works hard, man. He's always does a lot of arm curls. He's real in agility. The last couple of years, after that season, went 8-8 the year before they went to Super Bowl, he's really become hard on the film. Not a time he doesn't carry his, like, little computer where he's looking at the best tight ends in the game. But as far as, like, I guess strength, man, he's always he works on his feet. He does a lot of curls and these little things they call power squats where he's got the dumbbells and
right
there sitting on his thighs and stuff, man. So those are the things he works on, man. But that guy is he is a gym animal right now in the last couple of years.
Yeah, and for our listeners, we're talking about Roman Harper of the New Orleans Saints, Super Bowl-winning New Orleans Saints. Yeah, when you say thighs, working on thighs, man, some of these DBs, man, they're huge. I mean, look at, who is it, Antrell Roll.
Antrell Roll,
man, this guy's got tree trunks, huh?
We're not even going to talk about A.J. Wilson.
Oh, and Adrian Wilson, yeah, jeez, they're huge. Yeah, Terrence, you got any kids developing that you think are really going to be something?
We've got a couple of Clayton Kelly, running back.
Footwork.
Right.
Yeah, he was the leading rusher last year. He's really stepped his game up. Running track.
Uh-huh.
The last three meets, he's placed in the top four in his heats. In the weight room, I mean, the kid's gonna get bigger because he's already sitting around 185 pounds, and this is the first time he's ever been lifting weights.
Oh, yeah.
And he's up to 195 during track season.
Wow. Oh, wow. He's going to be a senior, right?
Yeah, he'll be a senior.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys doing anything academically? You watching them grades?
We're still doing the study hall. Now we do it Tuesdays and Thursdays. Still doing the study hall. Still doing the weekly grade check. And it's been pretty impressive based upon what they accomplished last year. Is, you know, kids like, you know, Clayton Kelly and those guys who were ineligible the whole spring semester, those guys are eligible now.
Are they?
That's making a difference, yeah. And the basketball team went to the state championship where a lot of those kids last year, they weren't eligible this time of season.
Oh, wow.
And now they were eligible. They go to the state championship game, even though, you know, they did lose. Mm-hmm. The experience of getting there, you know, most high school kids can't say that they've ever been.
Right, right.
So, wait, you're telling me that last year, some of the kids couldn't play basketball, couldn't play in a game because they didn't have the grades.
Yeah, exactly.
And this year, is it what do you attribute that to? Is the basketball team doing the study hall also?
Exactly. Most of the basketball team was football players. Daquan Hughes was out there. Flores, the quarterback, he was out there. He was a big guy in the post. I mean, I didn't think he was that aggressive watching him play football, but then watching him on the basketball court. I mean, he's an aggressive kid. Clayton Kelly was out there. Jack Carruthers was out there. So they had about six basketball players out of the, you know, 11 players they had that uh-huh. were football players that, you know, that study hall, now those guys carried it over, and they still show up.
Right. Wow, wow. Now, you got one player there that's going to Pepperdine. Is that right?
Yes. Jordan Baker going to Pepperdine. He holds a 3.2 GPA.
That ain't bad. Ain't bad at all. Is he in honors? Do you know?
He's in honors, science, and English.
Oh, wow. That's good.
There you go. That is something. That's impressive. That is truly impressive. But, you know, it's my mom used to tell me, why should I pat you on the back for doing something you're supposed to do?
You're right.
And you go to school to learn, and you might play sports or something like that. But you ain't got nothing else to do.
You're right.
But go to school.
But these days they got the video games, man. That's what's keeping them in the house.
Yeah, but who's buying them the video games? Don't get me on this
parenting
stuff, man.
How's
your boy doing, Terrence?
He's doing good. He's been out working out with the varsity team. The way it looks, I mean, he's got the best arm out there. His thing would just be the maturity, you know.
Right.
Does he have the maturity to lead the team as a freshman?
Wait a minute. He's an eighth grader working out with the varsity team at the high school?
Yes.
That's good
and
stuff.
He's wow. got the best arm out there?
Yes.
Wow.
That's good stuff.
Well, that you know what? Tempe High School sits kind of in a place where it's predominantly Hispanic.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I don't want to sound biased or anything like that, but They can play some soccer.
Yeah.
They can play some soccer. I don't know about the football.
Hey, man, you could train soccer players to play football, though, man. They have the basic footwork, too. I wish I played soccer when I was
good
young.
Good footwork. Look at Adamican Sue. He played soccer, and his footwork's great. Now, Terrence, what else is going on? How are you making out on your degree in, what is it, kinesiology?
Kinesiology. I'll be at Grand Canyon in the fall. It just came in the mail the other day. Pull this little thing out and read.
Terrence and I took a class together last semester, kinesiology class, man. This lady might as well have been speaking German up there, man. I didn't understand a word. I got to be in the class, but it was like, huh? Man, yeah. She talked to us like we were, I'd say, third-year law students at Princeton. Yeah.
Wow.
Terrence, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, she was tough.
I mean, she was over our heads, man. It was like, well, man.
Hey,
so you ever heard of the Socratic method? You know, you ask a question, and you don't know the answer.
That's I've crazy. Been there.
Huh?
I said, I've been there.
Now, you're going to go to law school, right?
Nah, I don't know about that one.
Huh?
I don't know about law school.
Well, you got a poli sci degree, and
I'm going to have to go do something else, man. I'm going to try to get into coaching when it's all said and done.
Or communications. tell us about this next Football Legends. You got a football training camp coming up, and it's headed up by Ed Gant,
right?
Yourself, Greg Toler, and Darren
Muji.
Yeah, Ed's in Tampa.
Yeah, Ed is. He's out there with Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and then we got the Cardinals with Greg Toler. Darren Moody's going to sign back with them. They're going to make him a tight end, hopefully.
Uh-huh.
And then we're also going to have Ed Gant's brother, Philip Buchanan, from the Washington Redskins, play corner.
Now, it says you got position skills, receivers, quarterbacks, and improve your acceleration, increase maximal velocity.
Yes, we're going to have all that. Speed and agility stuff.
Improve condition and dynamic balance and much more.
Right.
Where are you going to have these camps?
Right now, the set location is the Discovery District Park. It's all up in Gilbert and the Campo Verde High School. But we're kind of open for new locations.
We need to get you guys to do some camps over at TMP. What do you think, Terrence?
We'd work it.
Yeah.
Because right now, all we've got out here is National Football Academy comes out here once a year. You also got the Football University comes out here once a year, and Football Tech, and other than that, that's pretty much it.
Let's put that together.
Check out the website. It's nextfootballlegends.com, and then it's got the phone number, emails, different things.
Let me give you the phone number for some of our listeners that are here in the Valley. It's going to be 480-331-8060. Again, that's 480-331-8060, and that's Next Football Legends Incorporated, doing football camps for ages 7 to 18. We're going to take a break here. Coming up, going into the final hour. Terrence, you stay with us through the next 15 minutes or so?
Yeah.
Okay. Coming up, we're going to talk a little bit more about football and find out what we're going to talk about. So just stay there.
Internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
Hey, son, why so down?
Well, gee golly, Dad, Coach doesn't let me play. I'm always on the sidelines, and I can't seem to make any friends. I don't know what to do anymore.
Well, here, son, why don't you try some of these PlanetGridiron.com pills? It says right here on the label, they'll get you bigger, faster, and stronger. They'll even get you friends.
Wow, thanks, Pop. You're swell.
Wow, Dad, this stuff really works.
I'm starting bigger, faster, and stronger,
and everybody loves me.
PlanetGridiron.com is not a pill and cannot make you bigger, faster, or stronger. It is a website dedicated to players, coaches, and fans engineered to get you better on the field and beyond. PlanetGridiron.com.
Where football lives.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Welcome back to Planet Gridiron Radio with your host, Damian Anderson. I'm Roland Hill sitting in for Damian today. Damian has the day off. We were talking about workout ethics and high school teams and bringing high school teams back. We've got Terrence Gant on the phone as well as Brian Harper down in – I keep wanting to call you Sharper for some reason. But that's
so
Darren.
So
Darren and Harper. And they're both – they're best friends, aren't they?
Yes, man. Man, it's amazing. Those guys are bonded together.
Yeah, Darren Roman and Darren. Yeah, Harper and Sharper, huh? Yeah. Anyway, you had a few questions for Mr. Gant, Coach Gant.
What are your numbers looking like right about now?
Our numbers right now, we're sitting around 30 players, not counting incoming freshmen. Our biggest problem is we have the kids. It's just that we're in an area where it's cool to be cool. It's not cool to play sports.
Right.
I'm going to tell you and I understand exactly where we come from, small town of Prattville. Like I told the guys during the break, you may have heard of us. We were a team that knocked off Hoover from 2 days at MPP, but Coach Clark came in. He had 28 players, and Roman and my other brother Ronnie was part of them. But, man, the thing is, man, he came in and he made the players on the team. You can't get them. I'm going to tell you that right now. But your players that are on the team can get them. And literally, our starting corner was in the band, and Ronnie Roman knew he was a good athlete. Said, hey, man, come on, you need to come meet your new coach. Make those kids believe that this is about to be something special. Think of a logo and contact people like Nike or Under Armour and get them to believe, like, hey, you're going to want to sign on because what you're doing is going to be something special. Make it a buzz about the town. Coach Clark didn't care what color it was, and Prattville was all, it definitely had at one point was known backwards, but he brought the community together. So if you do that and get your players, because your players know they played against guys that intramural, Y League ball, little things like that. You get your players to go in the hallways and into these classrooms and get them, I'm telling you, man, the only thing you got to do is make them believe it'll be like taking candy from a bank.
Brian, how do you get Nike or Under Armour to come in and sign on?
I think what Coach Clark did, man, he just made those guys talk and talk with the high schools about believing. And his first year with 30-some players, man, he won 7 games. The next year, Nike signed on after he came back and was able to win, 11 games. And then in a span of 5 years, he won 111 games and only lost like maybe 14. Once back to that championship. So
Brian, pretty much everybody loves football. I mean, it's the biggest sport out there right now, football. Right. You bring Darren and Roman out here to talk to the kids at Tempe. They'll do an assembly. You bring them out to talk to them and see if they can't recruit more. Contribute that way.
I tell you what, if the coach, I'm serious, if you guys got my number, Roland, you do.
Yeah.
I promise you, that is something. Not only we'll do that, but you really need to understand what this camp that the coach Clark is now in South Alabama, and we're on our way too. We're undefeated too. But I mean, I think Coach Clark would love to come out as well as Roman, because they're, he coached Roman, would love to come out and show this all defensive camp. It's the only thing that's going right now. It's just strictly about making your defense better versus just a football camp where everybody don't focus on that nose tackle and things like that.
Right.
So, Coach, please get my number.
You don't want to let our listeners know what your number is?
No, I'm good.
But you really, you think?
I got a cousin Tony out there. He's good. That's the only person in Arizona has it. And you guys, I'm good.
Well, that's cool. We ain't got to get a hotel room for y'all.
Right.
Come on, see your cousin Tony.
Yeah, we will definitely see with cousin Tony and see what we got. But really, man, have him call me. Let us know a day he wants out there. And I think Roman loves doing that stuff, talking to kids about football and being able to teach the game.
That ought to work. Maybe we can put it together with this camp, this next Football Legends. We'll have these guys and Roman come out and talk to the kids I won't say recruiting because I think that's a bad word.
But
try to generate some interest.
Yeah, definitely.
Right.
Yeah, what do you think, Coach?
Yeah, I'm all about it. I mean, anything we can do. We do it all. I brought a youth football into the high school to generate interest. I mean, because the school used to be, I mean, it was a powerhouse. And then as the years went on and other schools opened up, the kids slowly went away and went to different schools.
They went to Hamilton, Desert Vista, Mountain Point,
Marcos.
Yeah.
And, you know, so now we're trying to come back on the map. And, you know, it's been a rough 2 years. I mean, this is my first year on with those guys. But the head varsity coach, I mean, we went to high school together. And just listening to him talk about
That's Coach Brian Walker. And a really nice guy. Really nice guy. Yeah. Nothing but good things. Yeah, you got to meet him. If you don't know him, you got to meet him, Andre.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Just hearing him talk about it, I'm like, nah, it can't be that bad. Nothing's ever that bad. And then just to come in and to see it firsthand.
Did you see any games this year? Last year?
I seen a couple of games. I seen the Copper Canyon game, the first game of the season when they were at home. I watched the Coronado game, and then I watched the Maricopa game.
Okay.
And it was just the first game I seen, they were up, 20-6 going in the fourth quarter. They ended up losing 32-26.
Wow. Okay.
And then the Maricopa game where they lost 19-18, where the field goal got blocked at the end.
Okay.
So, I mean, it was just the biggest thing I seen missing was the dedication. There was no the players didn't have dedication, and they're young. I mean, next year – out of all 30 kids, I think we got 10 that'll be seniors.
Oh, okay.
And the rest are all juniors, sophomores.
You're like, adios.
Yeah.
See you later. Yeah. Well, we'll keep an eye on the team, and we'll kind of track them throughout the year and see what kind of progress you guys are making. You guys, you might have a Cinderella season, you know, and rise to the top. They've definitely got the right trainers over there, definitely got the right coaches. So it's up to you guys kind of orchestrating it and making it happen. Yeah. I think it's going to happen.
I tell you what, if you invite us out there and see this system that Coach Clark has in place, you will be better defensively. I promise you that.
Well, you are invited out there. I don't know why you're still in Alabama. You're welcome here anytime.
Okay. Well, give us a number and a date, man, and we're rolling.
I will do that. I will text it to him right as soon as the show's over. We're coming up on 2 minutes. The show's about over. And it's been great sitting here chatting with you guys. We had a great show. Brian, thank you for calling in. Appreciate it. Always good. You stand by, call in, and help co-host the show. Andre, thank you. What's that?
How far are you from L.A., man? I maybe I can do a personal appearance.
4 hours
to
driving?
L.A. on Monday.
Yeah.
Is that 4 hours driving, maybe?
What do you got, 4 hours driving?
Maybe five.
It's like 5 hours, five and a half.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to call you, and I want to do something in studio next week.
You got it. Next Friday. So don't forget, next Friday coming up, we're going to have Brian Harper in studio. Might even have Roman Harper in studio. And Andre may come back.
Hey,
but don't
here.
Forget, we're going to have Damien will be back and David will be back, hopefully. David the Brain. David knows everything, man. This cat, he's phenomenal, man. Then we'll have Damien back, and Damien will be hosting the show next week. But I appreciate you guys coming on the show. We had a great show. Thank you, Ira, for being the church mouse over there. And Terrence, thank you for calling, letting us call you and be on the show and giving us a little insight on your team.
Oh, thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Yeah,
work them hard, and they'll get there. I don't know. Ira may be over there. No, don't even think that.
He's gonna come back.
He ain't coming back. Brother got a B in geometry where he's at. He's staying where he's at. We can't mess with them grades. Anyway, all right, fellas. Thank you all so much. That's our show for today, and we will see you next week right here on Planet Gridiron, Voice America Sports. Have a great weekend.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.